Nashville Predators as they're back in action tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks. Pre-game coverage at 6:30. The puck drop just after 7:30 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. And we say hello now to the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is somewhere in the same hotel as well. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Well, you don't know where I am, man. I'm not Wrigleyville flying around.
Oh.
Not like you
I
guys
know.
sleeping in. What the heck?
We're not sleeping in. I mean, we're working hard, talking with the people in Nashville, bringing them some great sports talk. So that's what we're doing. But we're excited to be with you guys. It's really cool to, I've been, with the team before in the playoffs, but to see kind of a sponsor trip like you guys have. I know you have some of your sponsors. It's really neat. And we had a fun dinner last night at Lou Malnati's, and this is really cool.
You know, it really is. And, for, so many important people that put so much into organization and belief and investment, it's fun for them to see really how the guys do travel on a back-to-back. It's still a charter flight, five-star hotel, great food and all, but it's a grind as well. And I've always thought it was fun to, see how the machine works, if you will. So I'm glad you guys are having fun and you could join us.
Tonight, if for those that are back in Nashville, you do have a Bud Light official watch party at Brooklyn Bowl. Wayne D is going to be there. DJ Battle, be a fun night watching the game as the Predators are going to come in here and beat up on the Blackhawks tonight. I'm calling it right now. But for fans that want to go out and watch the game, there's a watch party.
Yeah, it's always fun. And whenever you're around Wayne D, it's hard not to have a good time. But Brooklyn Bowl is such a cool event venue, too. If you haven't been there yet, get on out. And, ideally, we go into the Four Nations tournament with a couple of wins. It'll be nice.
We're talking with Sean Henry, the our best friend. You're no longer the CEO of the Predator. You're our best friend. Hey, Sean, I was telling Chase this. Just the moving of a professional sports team is like, all right, hop on a plane. I'm in the city, and there we are. I'm telling you, I mean, I'm just mesmerized by all the moving pieces that have to go correctly to get your team into a city and to play a game and get out of the city. I'm telling you, it is something that'll blow your mind if you've never seen it before.
You know what it really is? You guys have Brandon Walker and Pete Rogers on, one day, because to hear what they do and the stories and the things they deal with, or just weather concerns. Last night when we were checking in the hotel, I was at the back of the line, not up front with you VIPs. Just talking to the woman that runs the hotel we're staying in right now, and she, Brandon, and I were talking, and you forget how many problems they can have coming in and out of Chicago just from a weather standpoint. And again, what Brandon does, what Pete does, I mean, literally, we move our locker room and our medical facility, from Nashville to Chicago, back to Nashville and throughout the country. And it really is an amazing thing to watch. And, those guys, I don't know how they do it. They'll play a game tonight, we'll land, I don't even know, 1, 2 in the morning. They'll be on the ice in the morning, tomorrow back at Bridgestone Arena, play a game again and do it all over again. It really is pretty cool. And the cookies don't stink on the plane either.
Right,
No, they're good.
they don't. With an NFL team, they'll have 8 or 9 away games, but they're not back to back the next morning. There's a lot of moving parts to that as well. But you got 41 road trips, and sometimes they're back to back, and all like this one is right here. So the process of making sure everybody is on the same page, I mean, and you guys, most teams pull it off, but I'm telling you, I would be so stressed out, Sean, to make sure that this player, that player, or this front office member, or that person got there. It would drive me crazy.
Again, I don't know how the guys do it. I have a tough enough time just downloading my own, ticket for the game, let alone worrying about, hundreds of other people and the logistics of going to, the coordination of, four buses, and there's just 160 people checking into a hotel at the same moment. I mean, that alone was amazing to see, right? Last night we had a tough time getting 6 people from the lobby to a restaurant when I was coordinating it. So it really is awesome. And again, they work through so many problems that can change so many things. I mean, last year, I forget where we're going, wherever it was. I remember our windshield cracked on the plane, which seems like a pretty big deal, obviously. But we didn't miss a beat, man. We landed, it was changed, and we were back up in the air, the next morning, to the next city. But they just roll through things. And again, it's fun to watch them. I can't imagine, you know, how many antacids they eat a day or how many cups of coffee, but they make it look easy, but obviously it's not.
This is a question that's kind of might be a little just weird at this, but how often are you in contact with the NHL office when you got to travel or a problem comes up? Like if, you know, you're on the road in Vancouver, the hotel's not ready and, you know, you're frustrated. Do you ever contact the NHL office? Hey, we need a little help here with this or that.
You know, the league's very supportive and we all network together. But again, all your travel's on you. Your team organizes everything. But again, you know, our team services person, Brandon Walker, he has a network, you know, the 32 teams kind of head of it. And, you know, they talk about what hotels are good, where they have problems, you know, what does our charter situation look like. And, you know, there's basically about 15 of us on the same charter. And, you know, so they work together really well. You know, I'm one of those guys where I love the league. I love the support they give us, you know, the leads on sales, you know, sharing of information, the yelling at us. But I try not to call the league as often as possible because when I do, it's normally we have a problem. Like, oh, my gosh, there's a water main break outside of our building and the building's flooding. We can't play tonight. You know, so I guess the last time I actually called the league on a problem was 2.5 years ago. And I hope it's another 2.5 years before I call again on a problem. That is. So.
Sean Henry is with us, the CEO of the Nashville Predators. Saturday night, when you guys are back at Bridgestone Arena, it's going to be the third Music Heritage Night of the season. A little bit of a hip hop theme with Black Music Heritage Night. That's going to be a lot of fun. And the first 10,000 fans in attendance can get a mini vinyl record coaster with this year's Black Community Celebration jersey design inspired by street art and hip hop. Artist Eric Nymor. So that'll be really cool to see tomorrow night. But I love these Music Heritage Nights. They're really cool.
You know, the whole theme this year is playing into Music City, as we are. So then the individual celebrations we're doing tie into it as well. And it's so much fun, not just to see, you know, what comes about and how people come out and how they enjoy it, but when we connect with a local artist, you know, design the jersey and the logo and the story behind it, it allows us to put different people on platforms, you know, for a little bit more attention. And, you know, it's nice to show, you know, differences in our community at our games to bring the whole community together at the same time. And I love the way we do it. Our marketing team led by Brittany Austin really is just knocked out of the park this year in how, again, to show our differences in a really cohesive fashion. It really is fun. So look forward to seeing you there tomorrow night. And those mini albums are just fun collection pieces. They really are.
Yeah, they are. I have a couple of them, one from earlier this year. Sean, I close it with this. Eli's going to get
buddy,
in
we're
eventually.
Not closing. No. We are not closing.
Nope.
Jill's coming on at 10. She texted me and asked me to stay on so we can do a four-man show.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well,
By the way, Joe, I don't know if you noticed last night. We were eating dinner, great conversation flowing. It was a good time, upbeat, party hats were on, confetti was dropping. And then Chase comes over and, like, drops a turd in the toilet. He's like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I thought, like, there was a death in my mouth. Like, hey, Eli didn't get in. Not Eli Manning. Eli is a first name basis.
Yeah.
And I, as you guys know, I Irish goodbyed you. I had to leave. I was so upset over it. So
you did not Irish goodbye.
No, I Rockefeller goodbye because I picked up the tab and then left from after the restaurant.
Thank you for that.
Yes. You guys didn't even like wave to me walking out the door. But yeah, you know, I love Hall of Fame selections because it makes us all talk, right? It brings up good memories, bad memories. And the arguments around sports are some of the best we'll ever have in our lives, right? They're just good natured. They're fun. And, you know, like Joe said last night on the bus, look, Bill Simms is not in the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning's not in the Hall of Fame. If they both don't get in next year, Joe's going to Canton and burn that baby down, right?
I'm going to take it down, yeah. But look, man, you got two Super Bowls. You can't take those away. Your Giants have won four Super Bowls. So it's not like they're not being honored. I mean, they're forever heroes for what they did.
Well, they are forever heroes, but there is no one that's not in the Hall of Fame that has won two MVPs of the Super Bowl. So I think it's ridiculous he's not in. But as Chase spoke to me last night when he was hugging me when I was crying on his sternum, he'll get in. There's no doubt about it. He deserves to be in. He's a special player.
Well, you know, Sean, if Jim Burt is not in the Hall of Fame, I don't want to be in the Hall of Fame either.
There's another guy that should be in, right? I mean, that guy won, I think, four Super Bowls, right? Two of the Giants, two of the Niners, perhaps. And
I think
he
so.
anchored that defense that, we all talk about that defense, but a very unheralded guy. But my gosh, I don't know if you know the names of the other guys if it were not for Burt. So, yeah, we can talk forever about the 86 Giants. Let's go.
I do. I Before we get to that, real quick, tomorrow night Buffalo comes to town, and again, as a sports fan, I just think it's cool because the Eastern Conference only comes to town what, once or twice, maybe a year. I just think it's cool when a team like the Sabres comes to Nashville because they don't get all the publicity of the Rangers or other teams, but there's a lot of Buffalo people in Nashville who love when the Sabres come to town, Sean.
You know what? It's funny when the Bills play the Titans or the Sabres play us, once a year, you discover more and more and more people are from that Rochester, west into Buffalo area. They all talk about, their weird food and what the real restaurant is that invented the wing. But it really is amazing how many Buffalo people we have. And it is nice to host them, once a year. It'd be better if we got to host one of those Eastern teams twice a year because it means we're in the Stanley Cup, too. But yeah, I love the Sabres fans that live here or visit, and I want them to have a great time and then, have fun cheering on their team losing. That's the real goal.
Yes, indeed, Sean. We will see you a little later today again. Thanks for having us here on the trip, and let's get 2 points tonight against Chicago and two more against Buffalo tomorrow.
Joe, he's really trying to work me into a commercial, is he? I'm not hanging up, guys. I'm telling you, we're going four-man booth, baby. Guys, thank you so much. I will,
Well,
I'll see you in a little bit, probably in the gym in a bit, I bet.
all right. Sounds good. Thanks, Sean.
See you
Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators. I mean, we do have to go to break
Right.
at
That's
some
right.
point. Let's check in with Robbie and Rex Road one more time, who are at Duncan in Brentwood. Boys, how is it out there?
Yeah, tell Sean Henry to move aside. We're now the four-man booth now. He can't take over that crown when we were already doing that, so.
Also, turds are supposed to go in the toilet, but not in a punch bowl.
Yeah,
There's that as well. We just had
nice
the ribbon
visual.
cutting out here at Duncan, 4930 Thoroughbred Lane. People are everywhere. We got the mayor down here. We got the police department down here. All sorts of stuff going on. Come on by 4930 Thoroughbred Lane out here in Brentwood. The grand opening of the newly remodeled Duncan. I'm still scarfing down donuts. I got a hot chocolate. Rex Rhodes, I believe, on his seventh cup of coffee now as we speak.
Dude, you got to stop counting. I wish someone did that for Stilly last night on Bourbon Street.
Well,
maybe he would feel better today.
I hope so, too. I wish so, too. Having a great time out here, boys.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this, and I know it's fun, and hopefully Rex Road will give a speech at some point. I think the people of Brentwood need that.
I think that's probably what they've been missing their entire life is a speech from Rex Road.
I'm going to go put on that Dunkin' like coffee mascot thing. That looks warm, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, for sure. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
Robbie and Rex Road out at the Dunkin' in Brentwood. Joe and I are in Chicago. Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership with a buzz is always about great service. We'll have more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.